Texte numéro 5. Abortion across Mississippi, a controversial ballot. Voters in Mississippi are set to vote on a measure that would introduce the toughest anti-abortion restrictions in the USA by giving all fertilized embryos the same rights as people. The Personhood Amendment, formerly known as Ballot Measure 26, aims to redefine the term person to begin at the point of conception, which would outlaw abortion at a stroke, as well as restrict infertility treatment that results in the loss of embryos and some birth control. The one-paragraph initiative asks voters, should the term person be defined to include every human being from the moment of fertilization, cloning, or the equivalent thereof? According to a survey by Public Policy Polling yesterday, 45% of respondents supported Measure 26, while 44% respondents were against it. Many of the 11% of undecided voters were from groups who tended to oppose the measure: women, Democrats, and black people. The amendment is part of a swing across conservative states, particularly in the South, towards legislation to begin at conception, undermining Roe Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling that set out the right to abortion 38 years ago. Personhood USA, the group behind the movement, failed to convince voters in Colorado to pass a similar measure banning the destruction of fertilized eggs. But this time they have focused on one of the most religious and anti-abortion states in the US. The amendment has backing from both Republican and Democrat politicians, including both candidates for governor. Opponents of the measure, including the Mississippi State Medical Board, the National Infertility Association, and the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, say the amendment would have a series of unattended consequences which could seriously harm the medical care of women, and by outlawing abortion, could criminalize doctors involved in routine medical care. In a statement last month, the American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists urged people to vote no. It said that although it believed the intention of supporters was not to do harm, we fear that the people in Mississippi, as well as the doctors, could be collateral damage in the war over abortion. Critics say the proposal makes no allowances for abortion in case of rape, incest, or the mother's health, and could bring some women who miscarry under suspicion. Dr. Frieda Busch, an obstetrician-gynecologist and a supporter of the Yes campaign, said the measure would not stop IVF, but said it would be restricted. She says ectopic pregnancies would not be affected because, it is clear, the fetus is not viable. But the amendment is not supported by all anti-abortionists. It has split their vote, with some, including the National Right to Life, and Catholic bishops, such as Joseph Latino, Bishop of Jackson, refusing to back it. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2011.